Jumpstart. These kids wear crowns. You're listening to Arch D on Life FM.
Now, earlier this week, I had the wonderful pleasure of chatting to Melissa Judge from Liquid Metal Studios.
Yes,
she is the one who did that huge bronze sculpture of St. Ignatius out the front of the Norwood Parish on William Street in Norwood. It's an amazing piece, and they've all now set up this light installation around it now too, so at night time, even at night time, even if you drive past, it's lit up
beautifully.
And it looks absolutely incredible. And I had a chat to her about the making of this sculpture, what it means to her, and also the fact that her and Will Cooper, who's the other person who works at Liquid Metal Studios, why it is that they get chosen quite a lot to do these very important figures in Catholic history as sculptures. Anyway, here it is. So, Melissa, having never actually seen the sculpture before, I just want to say congratulations initially on such an amazing achievement with it.
Thank you very much.
Are you happy with it?
I'm very happy with it, actually. It's turned out very well.
Sculpture with metal is something that's very, very specialised in it. It's not easy. It takes many, many years to master. How did you get into working with metal sculpture in the first place?
I started working with large clay sculptures fairly early on. And my partner, Will, was a metal working assemblage sculptor. So we kind of combined our skills to create a small foundry, which we've been running here in Adelaide for almost 20 years now.
And this sculpture of St. Ignatius isn't your first saint or really prominent religious figure either, is it?
I've done Mary Ward for the Loreto Colleges in Australia. We did an edition of 8. Which one went to each of the Loreto schools in Australia. And I did Catherine McCauley for All Hallows School in Brisbane.
Why do you think it is that you're being called upon to do all these amazing Catholic figures in history? Do you think that there's something that you bring to it that perhaps is unique?
I do spend a lot of time on the process of analysing the figure in history, the spirituality of the person, and I try to bring an understanding to the work, but I've been chosen each time by the group of people who've brought it to me. It's not like I chase the work, it virtually comes to me. Catholic background gives me the insight.
Yeah.
It really does give me an insight, and it has been an incredible journey, this journey of looking at these major leaders of both of the faith and of the development of our modern philosophy has come through these incredible people who have led the church, but have also led all sorts of movements towards social justice in the world. It's been a journey that has taken me to places I never expected to go. It really has, mentally, emotionally.
Yeah. Mm. Now, St. Ignatius, of course, has become, in the last few weeks, a very, very topical figure in the news with the appointment of the first ever Jesuit Pope, St. Ignatius, of course, being the founder of the Jesuits. What sort of background did you have to do in order to really try and get a vision for what you wanted this sculpture of St. Ignatius to be like?
I spent 6 or 8 months reading. He was very interesting from the point of view of being, in many ways, the first Enlightenment scholar of the Catholic Church. It was very interesting to the times, the way he brought a very individual relationship into Christianity, into Catholicism. His attitude was of being able to pray directly to God, have direct access. His individual approach really did change a lot of the aspects of Catholicism.
So we've just been outside having a look at the sculpture. It's enormous, incredible, larger-than-life sculpture for an incredible, larger-than-life person. It seems to capture, correct me if I'm wrong, but he seems to be within this sculpture journeying, travelling in some way. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So we're showing Ignatius as the pilgrim. Ignatius the pilgrim, he's about 30 years old. He's recovered from very severe injuries from when he was a young soldier, and he's heading off into his future life. We're trying to show him at a time where he hasn't fully decided what his path will be or where he's going to go. Our traditional view of Ignatius is of a very settled older man who's the leader of a church, leader of an organisation. We're trying to show him as a young man who's still undecided on his journey. He's recovering from his injuries. He's given away his rich clothes and he's wearing the clothes of a beggar. So the robe is supposed to look oversized and uncomfortable on his body, very loose on his body, tied with a rope. He walked away from his life of privilege, gave away his clothes, went to Montserrat, which is a beautiful place in the mountains in Spain, where he laid down his sword and shield. And to me, that's very pivotal in his story. His story is huge and there's a lot of literature on him. But to me, that point where he lays down his sword and shield, that point of non-violence, of choosing to step away from violence, what is for me the galvanizing point in this story. He then goes on and creates a foundation that has become leaders of the world, and as we see, is now leading the world. You know, the world Catholic community is led now by a Jesuit. That started from this point where he renounced violence.
So people can just come really at any time because it's outside here at the St. Ignatius Parish in Norwood here on William Street. So thank you so much, Melissa. And everyone, please, you should come down and check this out because it's truly breathtaking, truly breathtaking.
Thank you.
And thank you so much to Melissa for that interview. And if you jump onto our Facebook page, jump onto our group, it's ArchD Radio. There's pictures there of the sculpture on the day that I was there and of Melissa as well. There'll also be a link to Liquid Metal Studios if you also want to check out the other work that they have done and that they are currently doing. When we come back, there's another interview I did with Torian Sithi from Acrath. We talked to Emma O'Shaughnessy from MasterChef earlier in the show about her work with them.
It's interviews galore today.
It certainly is. We've also got music from Ella Hooper, Foster the People and David Guetta, but right now this is the new one from the JJ Weeks Band. You're listening to ArchD on Life.